This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Now I'm kind of happy that it's getting a little warmer. It's all relative, right? I mean, like, I'd be okay if it was a high of 50, but it's going to be 74 this weekend. That's okay. When the high is 74... and the low's like 49, that's cool.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that 95 with 80% humidity.
Yeah, and humidity seems to be gone, so that's cool.
Not good.
Feeling good. I was intrigued by your hair conversation the two of you were having.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. I hear everything. Especially when it's about hair. I'm like, what? So you long for big hair.
Oh, the higher the hair, the closer to God. That's what they say. If I could
Can you not do it?
No. I have... the sad little life of a girl with straight hair that's kind of thin and like, bleh. So if I even like years ago, I got it permed to try to make it like puffy.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
No.
It's just flat.
You know who could have great big hair?
Who?
Michael Calhoun.
Oh,
That guy's got a head of hair.
He's got great hair.
Some of the best I've ever seen.
No, but Rachel said,
it's better than Andrew's.
Rachel asked if my hair naturally like crimps like this. I'm like, no, I had to put work and product into, and this is not good because I didn't wash it this morning, but I had to put work into this. And she said, if you know, when she just lets her hair dry, it will get kind of wavy and puffy.
Yeah, it's quite puffy.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I would just be so jealous to have big puffy hair. I just like body in the hair, like the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I would have thrived then, but I because that's what my hair like naturally comes out to, but I just hate it. It feels so like unkempt if I don't do anything to it, so I always straighten it, and then like today I have a curl in it.
Wheeler'd have some hair.
Oh yeah.
You guys saw it. I'd have Napoleon Dynamite hair.
Yeah, it just grows straight out.
It just, yeah, out.
Yeah.
Mushroom head.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah. And I've never had it long enough to see if it would fall, when it would fall down. But you know what?
Eventually it'd have to.
It would probably look like Sammy Hagar. Like, probably like that.
Oh my God. I am going to throw up. I've never heard a humble brag.
You know? It would probably look like the Red Rocker, you know, the star, the guy that used to be in Van Halen.
It might be that really cool guy. Like Robert Plant.
It might be.
A little bit better.
Probably like Robert Plant, yeah.
Christ himself, I don't know.
No, his was straight.
Mine at its very best, the best my hair ever looked on any given day, looked like a mega church preacher was in an auto accident.
You know what's weird is I
saw
that.
your pitch
exactly
with hair. They were
what
good.
What's that?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
It's all cotton candy and just fly away. Very Crypt Keeper. Yeah.
Well.
Not great.
That's
not the picture you showed us.
The one you showed us, that was good hair.
I don't know which one that would have been.
I don't remember what era it was.
Really old one.
Yeah, it was. It was an old, I don't remember what it was, but you showed it to us.
Sepia tone.
Like,
me.
Something like that. Yeah, it was like a 70s. It was a 70s pick for sure.
Yeah.
You still got that piece?
No.
Well,
no,
when you got rid of it, did you just throw it in the trash or what did you
remember.
Do?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember though.
Just wonder if you just lost it or you like,
we had been through a lot together.
Yeah, so. You're like, that's the end of this.
Yeah. No, it was weird. It was just like, you know, one day you don't have much hair, next day you do. And then a few years later, you have a lot of hair, next day you don't have any.
You got to commit one way or the other.
Yeah. And so when I got rid of it, I had some on the top that I cut into a burr haircut. Like a 50s dad, hoping people would be like, oh, I never realized how little hair you had until you cut it like that.
Do you remember when, I'm just now thinking of this, when Bob Barker, did he get sick? Is that what happened? Because I feel like he went away from The Price is Right for a while, came back, and he had had the brown hair, which he had clearly been dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes away, he comes back, and it's all white hair.
Do you guys remember this? White-haired Bob Barker.
Yeah,
when did he have brown hair?
80s.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. And then he went away and then came back and it was just, I think he just said, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. Nobody remembers that.
I don't remember that. Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. It happened.
Oh, yes. I remember when Bob Barker.
Well, it's the same sort of thing, right? I mean, when you can't have brown hair your whole life, and then you go away for a few months, you come back, and it's white.
Maybe it was stressful.
I'm sure.
Maybe got scared real bad.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe saw a ghost.
That always intrigued me, how people, like, they'd say that you'd go gray or your eyes would stick cross-eyed.
From one big scare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
I never could cross my eyes or anything cool like that, so my parents never had to threaten it would stick. But I heard that if you did that and someone slapped you in the back, it would do something crazy.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sit too close to the TV, that was one.
Yeah,
that's
that
kind
was
of stuff
one.
That doctors told us in South Roxana. So
you make the face and someone smacks you on the back, it mm-hmm. stays like that. Where does that come from?
Yeah.
Who was the first person to come up with that, and how did it spread?
Yeah, it worked.
It must just be like vaguely not great for your eyes. I don't know. Mm. And so you're just like, well, it's not a huge deal, but if we can scare him into not doing it.
It's a good
too
thing
often.
I couldn't, because I had such a terrible OCD as a kid, and I had these habits and these facial tics. Had I been able to cross my eyes, I would have never uncrossed them.
Yeah.
And it would have been bad.
Bad.
It's not great for your social credit.
Well, can you curl your tongue?
Yeah.
Apparently,
I can't do that.
Can't do that?
No. Apparently, old Bob got the standing O when he showed up with the gray hair for the first time.
See?
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
I knew it was a whole thing. I
know
that.
No one applauded for my bald pink head.
Yeah. You know what, Dave?
Look at the bravery.
Good job, Dave.
Look at
good
you.
Good job.
Yeah, but I think we all agree. You lucked out in that regard.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
I got a decent melon.
I think I would look terrible. Like, I have a weird head. I think I have, like,
I
spots feel, and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably have freckles under there somewhere.
I can feel dents. I have dents in my head.
Oh, I've dents? Got, yeah. I got cracks. I got straight up cracks.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Do you guys don't?
No. Oh, I don't see them.
You
I don't
need
know.
A crack.
Okay, hold on.
Like the, like babies
your
have?
Beanie is leaving indents.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got,
do you want to feel it, Amy?
You got a beanie track.
Amy, go feel Dave's head.
You're, what's
if
this
you
called?
Don't, it's really insulting.
Is this what phrenology is? Is this phrenology?
Across here.
Oh, let's see.
And it goes all the way back and all the way back.
Man.
You guys don't have those.
I don't know.
Well, we don't know.
So. I don't know.
It'd be harder to feel.
I probably,
I'm sorry.
Probably
had, did it hurt?
I probably
no,
had dents.
See what she said, well, we don't know because we
it would just be harder to suss out.
He does have two.
Two big
did
cracks.
Did you have surgery that they didn't tell you about?
Baby.
Dave, did you get dropped on your head when you were a kid?
Maybe that wasn't
I did.
Maybe that wasn't a wig. Maybe that was a twin. You know, I'm thinking of getting rid of this wig. No! I mean, don't just throw it away. Him, I mean, it.
Yep, you have cracks.
Yeah, I do.
When did you find the cracks?
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah, I've worried about it a little bit. I mean, it's like sometimes you're just sitting there at night and you have nothing to play with but your head. So you're just,
just up there going.
You're just going like.
So when you say all things basement-y, do you mean basement cracks or like all cracks?
That came out of nowhere.
I was thinking of all your clients. Certainly you've got someone who can look at a head crack.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking the basement. The basement.
Amy's got
people.
All the crack jokes.
She does.
The basement people.
No, we got it. Yes.
We'll never know because she's laughing too hard to explain her own nonsensical
Between
joke.
Between her and Sammy Hagar over here.
What the hell? Yeah, just call Helitech. They'll come out and take care of the cracks in your skull.
No, my basement's fine. Could you just give me your finger? Let me run it across.
I think my head needs some tuck pointing.
Show it to the basement.
Head.
We'll go down there and take a look. Like, no. It's here.
But we can look at it in the basement if you want.
What the hell?
Turn a bright light on.
The hanging one that's in everyone's basement.
Did your dad would yell at you when you... Yeah. No, I did have a diesel battery fall in my head, so that could have something to do with it.
Oh.
So
that seems not awful.
What?
Or seems terrible.
Yeah. It seems not awful.
I know, I meant to say not
before.
Good and then awful.
It was somehow jerry-rigged. It was holding up a beanbag thing where he threw it through the clown's nose and all that stuff, and I wanted to play with it. And my next-door neighbors weren't home, so I decided just to borrow it. And when I pulled it out, I woke up lying there because a battery had fallen down and hit me in the head.
God.
Yeah, that's the one where my mom and dad, I was sitting on a copper tone high chair kind of deal-y thing that everyone had. And they go, well, it's not bleeding. It just seems to be dented.
and just let me get up and go. And I was like, oh, I am. I didn't realize I was the smartest person in this household.
You know, that that might be the source of the.
Could be.
How old were you?
Little, you know, like 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, okay.
So it knocked you out.
There's just a dent.
Yep. It's just a dent. Like I was going to blow in my thumb and pop it out.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a dent, that means the bone broke.
Turn into a lollipop. Hee-haw. Hee-haw. What a start to the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never know where it's going to go.
Amy said something that made me think of, I forget what she even said, but it was something 80s. Price is Right. So the Price is Right is still a big thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about the mall, and Rachel was telling me that Olga's is still there at Alton Square Mall, but that's all there is, the shadow of its former self, and of course, Chesterfield being torn down. Malls were great. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just were empirically great. And I understand why they have gone by the wayside because of Amazon, you know, primarily. But Amazon does not scratch that itch. Like, I'm a little surprised that malls aren't still a thing because they were just so perfect.
Well, think about the things that we used to go for when we were teenagers or whatever.
Other teenagers.
Music, which is now on your phone. You just download it. You don't go buy it. Video game arcades. Well, now you got that in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the clothes you mentioned, you can buy anything you want anywhere. I mean, obviously you can go to other stores, but because it used to be like I'm trying to think of what year it was, but like, there was no Kohl's, there was no Target, there was no Old Navy. You had basically the mall and then, like, the big
Kmart or something.
Like this, yeah, and even that was kind of considered that way. So, I mean,
to me, the mall was less utilitarian and more social. And, you know, I personally would much rather go, well, I wouldn't now because I'm a homebody recluse, but when I was a real person, when I was a real boy, I would want to go and play video games in an arcade with other people, mm-hmm. as opposed to at home.
Yeah.
And I think that's just been the big shift, but it feels like a temporary shift, like how we have temporary shifts in our lives, you know, where it's like Amy stops running, like, well, she'll get back to it. And I feel like, oh, we'll get back to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll get back to social. Like, last night I went to happy hour for the first time in a really long time. And it was so much fun just being with other people and just, oh, hey, this is Ned. Meet Ned. Hey, nice to meet you, Ned.
See, I agree with you on that. And I still think we have some pretty good malls here. I mean, there used to be this thing where I think everybody was talking about how all malls are going to die away, but they haven't. The Galleria is still good. West County's good. Mid Rivers, they've got a good mall. Like, we have quite a few of them that you can go to with a few empty storefronts. But other than like when Chesterfield was still standing and Macy's was there and Dillard's was there and you walk around and it's just creepy. We've got a lot of malls that are not like that. And I do see a lot of people in them all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I think you're kind of right. It's rebounded because you can't, it's fine to buy things online. It's convenient, but there's nothing like getting to go to a store, trying something on, and then immediately going home with it and then being able to wear it the next day if you want to. If you buy it online, you got to wait at least 2 days before it shows up.
And
then it may not fit.
Which is amazing. Like, I ordered something on Amazon and it came the same day, which kind of freaked me out.
That does happen. Yeah. Yeah.
But still, like, I could have had it within an hour. But it's like, Kev, when I spend $24 to get a Happy Meal for me on DoorDash, and you're like, well, how close do you live to a McDonald's? Not the point. Because if I had the gumption to get my butt up into the Jeep and drive to McDonald's, I would have a completely different life. I would see humans. But these are the sacrifices we make. Like, oh, I'm just going to buy on Amazon. I'm just going to get DoorDash. I'm just going to sit on this couch. I'm just going to this. Mm-hmm. Not healthy.
I do think other things, though, like the idea that malls have gone away, but also what's come back are the outdoor malls, right? Like that.
Those, a lot of outlet malls.
Those went away
like that
for a long time, and everybody wanted everything to be in the big building. But then go out to Chesterfield Valley, and you've got the district, and you've got that other one that's on the other side of the highway, and those things are popular because
that's
they're, because they're
been
different.
Known as the other one.
I know, and yep. I can't remember the name of it,
no,
but
one
I shop
it
at both of them.
Scholar Savings
yeah.
Lost.
They're both outlet malls, right?
Yeah.
The one where the factory is, the district, there's no mall there anymore.
Right.
Like, there aren't stores there.
Well, there's restaurants, there's a workout place,
yeah,
there's a bowling
but
place.
But it's not an out because it used to be competing outlet malls, which is insane.
Way too right, close
right,
to
right.
each other.
Right, right across the street, right?
So
doesn't make any sense.
Like, are you going to that happened. Mall by the river?
But they become more one? Entertainment districts now as opposed to just a shopping mall.
I love shopping. I love the high of like having bags in your hand and walking out of the store.
Oh. I like walking into a store with bags in my hand so they know I'm a buyer.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, that's it.
And I'm still going to walk out of here with nothing.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday, 1:25 p.m. You know why Rach has a curl in her hair today?
Oh.
You want to tell them?
Because I'm supposed to interview Andy Cohen tonight.
Oh, okay.
But isn't that exciting?
I'm anxious that it's not going to happen for some
it'll
reason.
Happen.
So.
Me and Andy are like this.
Is it in person? Over the phone?
No. So I am hosting Lucas Kuntz's fundraiser event rally tonight, and Andy is the keynote speaker. So we're going to get there a little bit early and maybe stay a little bit late, and Andy will be on the Rachel Zimmerman show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm a huge fan of his, so I'm a little nervous, but it'll be fun.
Did Andy, I know he didn't create reality television, but did he basically create the Bravo version?
So he was at a network that turned into Bravo, and he was like kind of the mastermind behind the Real Housewives franchise.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And like now he hosts all their reunions, and he has his show Watch What Happens Live, which is just like an ongoing
talk show.
Yeah, just like chronicles what's going on with the Housewives, and he has them on as guests every night. It's a fun show.
Was it E before it was Bravo, or
no.
those two different things?
It was called like thing, Telvos right? or something. I don't know.
I couldn't remember if E was still a thing or not.
Yeah, it's still on.
Okay.
You know who else who's even more excited is Braxton Payne.
Oh, yeah, Braxton.
From Michael Kelly's
huge
shop.
Huge
oh,
Bravo
my gosh.
Fan.
It's really? Everything to him. Yeah. So he's my date tonight.
You know who else loves Real Housewives? Kevin.
There was one time, I thought about doing this again today.
Man, he's beaten people for less than that. You better be careful.
Real House Bros, let's go.
Andrew, do you remember, Dave was on vacation, but I put together a game where I like had Real Housewives names and then fake Real Housewives names, and Kevin had to try to deduce what was real and what was fake.
That was zero for whatever.
No, I think you did pretty well because you started strategizing on how you were picking.
Oh, you threw in some names, too, of like people that were famous but not for that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's not that person.
Was there like a Muffy Swinson or something?
He did think Amy Marks-Gross was a housewife. What? That was one of the names he thought was a housewife.
No.
He tried to land it.
Damn.
Yeah, I did try, land it. It's just nobody laughed. Yeah. that's kind of the opposite of landing it. I landed the plane. It crashed, but I landed it.
It got to the ground, did it not?
It's only landing
on the ground.
It's only landing if you can take off again.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Man.
132 DGS.
to the list of items that celebrities took to the grave inside their coffins. For example, Bela Lugosi is still to this day wearing a Dracula cape. Bob Marley had a Gibson Les Paul guitar and weed. Andy Warhol had his Interview magazines and a bottle of Estee Lauder perfume. Ronnie Van Zant from Lynyrd Skynyrd had his favorite fishing pole and his go-to Texas hat. What would you guys have put in the coffin with you?
Everything.
Forget if you're going to be cremated. In this thought experiment, we're going to a coffin. Anything? Any mementos?
I would do my stuffed penguin from childhood that I still have.
That's very sad. Sweet.
Oh, that is cute.
You should come with me.
What about Mr. Poo-Poo Head Jones?
Oh, Turd Baby?
Turd Baby, yes.
Yeah, what? That's at my mom's house. So.
Who's Turd Baby?
Okay.
I was hoping that this didn't come up.
So when I was little, I loved to sew.
That was very cute.
I got a hold of some brown fabric.
Yeah.
And I was trying to make a gingerbread man. And it came out looking more like something else. And my dad,
Mr. Hanky,
was like, it looks like a turd. And was like, called it Turd Baby. It's, if you Google Turd Baby, it's the first thing that comes up on Google is the Dave Glover Show Facebook page.
Can I tell him what your dad kept doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a photo of it?
Yeah, I'll show you.
I've met Turd Baby. Yeah.
No, my mom's in a picture.
The middle one.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
So it's supposed to be a gingerbread man, and he came out looking like that.
Look at the arms. It's got little Tyrannosaurus arms.
When precious little Rachel was small and made it, her dad would take it and go... and drop it out of his butt.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, my mom kept that one. And we were, for some reason, it came up on the air one day, and my mom was just like, here it is. Like, sent me a picture. So.
Turd Baby.
So, would you be buried with Turd Baby?
Turd Baby doesn't mean that much to me.
How could it not?
As soon as he was dubbed Turd Baby, I was like, all right, well, never mind.
He is smiling.
He is smiling because he's a happy little gingerbread man. But.
Is he?
It's a fine line between gingerbread and a turd baby.
Look at that thing.
Because there was nothing better than getting like new fabric, God. And yeah. I was going to figure out what I was going to make with it. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so cool for Christmas time. My dad's just like, you know what that looks like.
No way he can reach his buttons. Little T-Rex arms.
Bronze, would you want to be buried with all of your hats?
I want to take everything with me. Nobody gets anything.
Bronze just like, bury me in my boat.
Yeah, he wants everything in his will just burned.
Be like
so
a Viking, just bury him in the boat.
In front of everybody. Burn it. I'll take my glasses with me. How am I going to see?
You have to be buried in the hat and glasses. You have to.
How am I going
to
see if I don't have them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will make sure if you have an open casket that you get the hat and glasses.
He's like... After you're dead, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I know. That was getting creepy.
I already wrote the eulogy.
What's Amy doing?
I brought myself to tears. It was a really good eulogy.
I do that.
I did.
I've done that.
I like started
she
tearing
cried.
Up. I did. I started tearing up because it was like so good, like talking about him.
Not that he's dead. It's like, it was such a great eulogy. Yeah. It made me.
Mm-hmm. If they don't, I'll walk up to your casket and I'll put the hat and glasses on you.
That's nice.
Andrew, how about you? Anything going in your coffin?
Maybe my phone in case I get bored. In case I come back to life, heart starts beating again, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do down here?
I have no problem being on my phone the entire time I'm dead.
The entire afterlife. maybe Moosey. I got a penguin thing too.
Moosey.
Yeah, his name's Moosey. Long deceased, recently discovered. I feared that I had lost Moosey forever, but he was recently found.
Where was he found? Like in Cleveland?
Yeah, he hopped a train. He was on the lam.
He's like, I'm out of here. I'm a penguin, and he's
Moosey's
calling me
done
Moosey.
Some bad things.
He was managing a Target in Oklahoma City.
So he's a moose.
He's a moose. Yep.
Yeah.
He's a stuffed moose, mm-hmm. And he's the cutest little thing you ever did see.
I thought he was a penguin.
And he,
I don't know, man. Turd baby's pretty cute.
Thanks, Ron.
Might not be as cute as a turd baby. Yeah, you saw that too?
Yeah, I saw that. There's a ghost in that room with Andrew.
There is a ghost in here.
Really?
He was talking in a...
These papers fall off the wall all the time.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Andrew and I did our first interview with a listener for the Halloween stories. Yeah. If you have a spooky story, dgshalloween@gmail.com. Yeah, this gentleman lived in what certainly sounds like a haunted house in Webster Groves, and he was very normal, a 65-year-old guy now, mm-hmm. and... Yeah, just told the stories from his childhood.
Very cool.
Yeah, I like those kind of stories. I'm the kind of person, I don't need something spooky to be over the top. Because if it's over the top, you're probably making it up. Like, I think the banality of evil and the subtlety of scary, that's more where I live in Halloween. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, the Terrifier stuff, that's a scary mm-hmm. clown.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't, I don't think it would hold my attention like watching a movie. Yeah. But the movie, The Vigil... that one, which you can never watch, Amy, is just so subtle in its terrifyingness.
Under the top.
No spoilers under for our no spoilers for our fun, stories. But this guy alluded a little bit to some of the things that he experienced, kind of following him through his life, and he was so like relaxed about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell that part of it.
It's like that's I would be like in a curled up in a ball. I'd be so scared.
He was a very young man when both of his parents passed away, and he and his siblings just went round robin and like took turns picking mementos, and all of his got put into storage, and they were mostly from like mid-century at the very latest, and a lot of them were from the 1800s because that's the way his mom decorated. And when he finally got his own home, he had them shipped to his new home, and his wife opened them and called him and said, "You need to come home. Things are happening."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's pretty good.
Oof.
Yeah, pretty good.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm. Wheels, how about you? Anything going in the coffin?
Yeah, probably baseball stuff. Bats and gloves and stuff.
Like as many as we can fit. Like,
well, just the ones that are laying, whatever's laying around my house, because that means I probably kept it for a reason.
Yeah.
We should just bury you in a baseball bag.
That'd be great. Mm. Like a catcher's gear bag. Yeah. Let's go.
What about a coffin shaped like a baseball bat?
That'd be fine.
Yeah, would anyone want something like that? Because it's all the rage these days. Like, just getting a regular coffin is no longer an option.
I mean, my biggest thing is just don't spend any damn money because I'm dead. So if it was, like, free or something, sure, that'd be cool.
Have you seen the thing? Now, we'll hear this out. Where they will, like, they'll, like, pose your corpse in, like, a Lion's jersey.
Oh, I've seen people do that.
Oh, like, I saw that.
A Steelers fan did that?
Yeah. It's too creepy.
Was that in the States? Did that happen?
It's happened a handful of times. Okay. I've seen a handful of different versions of it.
Pose like standing up like a mannequin.
Yes.
Well, like sitting in your recliner watching a game.
Like sitting in your lazy boy. Yep.
There was a football fan
Xbox
they did that
controller
for.
Wearing a Lions jersey or whatever because he's a.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that
for the visitation. Yep. What is that for?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Yeah. If people that come around and they see you
and you're like in your natural environment.
They do that a lot in Central America.
Oh really?
Where they'll have people sitting up with a cigarette in their mouth and things like that. And I saw it on The Unexplained. I had to turn it so fast.
Yeah.
But if I went to someone, to a really good friend, if I go to your funeral and you're sitting up in any manner doing anything, I'm walking right out
with the recording coming out.
Just
going,
walking.
Let's go.
No way.
My sister had two ideas. She either she loved them all. I love them all. She's like, I either want to be cremated and then put the ventilation system of them all.
That's a health thing.
Yeah.
Who said this?
My sister. And she's like, or I want an open casket where when people walk by, like your hand goes up out of the coffin, like a prank.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Prank would be fun.
Yeah.
I'd
like to have that the Jack Nicholson Joker's laugh box, just laughing the entire time during the service.
I love it.
So we did have a caller. I think this is really cool. He said he wanted to be cremated, mixed with gunpowder, and then like just shot out his bullets.
Dude.
That's actually kind of awesome.
They make you into fireworks now. I've seen that.
I've heard of that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
There goes Amy. Oh, it's a dud.
Kind of an interesting one today. I don't know if it's cool or not.
It's a dud.
What a boring firework.
Sick burn on myself.
This guy was a cowboy, and his last wish was to ride his horse one last time. So they put his ashes in a bag,
cut the
bag, and slapped the horse, and it took off. And
that's cool.
And it was and then people were kind of standing by, and the dust was going on them.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Like Lebowski.
Yeah.
When Donnie blew back on them.
Yeah. And just inhaled Kevin.
I think something like that, you have to be really careful not to build it up too much because it will be a letdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
which part? The fire?
What if we started doing all those things like they do gender reveals for babies?
You put your ashes and then you hit the balloon? He's dead!
Is it black or white?
It's just great.
Like Phoebe talked about, because we went to the Great Sand Dunes National Park, and she talked about taking my ashes there, but then that's a really long way to walk. Like, you know, I don't want them like halfway up the hill being like, "Can we? This is good." Dad would have loved being halfway up the hill.
It's so dad.
He always loved going halfway.
That's how he lived his life. No need to put him at the pinnacle. He was a halfway up kind of dude.
Awesome.
Maybe even a parking lot guy. I don't know.
That's really
good. Speaking as someone who did very recently deal with a loved one's ashes, there is that part of you that where you're trying to figure out the perfect place and you're kind of stressing yourself out, kind of going in circles about it. There is like that one, you know, very brief moment where everybody looks at each other and you're like, she's not going to know.
Nice.
You know what
That's
I
how
mean?
The like
when you're really, when you're really trying to figure it out.
That's an origin story.
Plan A, B, and C all fall through, and you start really thinking about, like, you know, what the best option would be, you know.
I
not that you would, like, throw it in the, you know, anywhere, but just, like.
I'm still dealing with it.
Put it on the urn or whatever.
I've said it before, but the morning my mom passed away, when the guy from the funeral home showed up, he said, will there be visitation? We said, no. He said, will there be any viewing? We said, no. And he said, well, our recommendation then is to not embalm because it's more expensive and it's less natural and, you know, the person just decomposes naturally. And so we went with that. But I think my mom probably wanted to be embalmed and it has just really screwed with me. You know, I mean, again, she's gone and it kind of doesn't matter, but you want to, you know, honor someone's wishes. And she never said, like, make sure I'm embalmed. Mm-hmm. But like to Andrew's point, it's kind of screwed with me, too.
Do you think, okay, what if maybe earlier, if she hadn't lived such a long life, but as she lived longer, the embalming is less important. I think as you get older, you know, you probably more identify with the younger version and maybe she's more like, don't waste the money.
Could be.
Do you think maybe it changed over the couple decades?
You know what it was? They were buried with their best friends, the Clockengays, right next door, and they were all embalmed. And I just picture my mom being like, seriously? I'm at the card party and I'm the only one that's decomposing. And, you know, and she would absolutely say that.
How long does it take if you're embalmed?
I think a couple of decades have, but then there are some people who aren't embalmed and who stay intact for a very long time. So, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. You know, when you guys are checking out electronically and you have the little signature part?
Yeah.
Do you do a signature or you just make like a pig face or a squiggle or...
I do a scribble signature.
Okay.
Like, I don't purposefully, like, do something silly like a pig face. I'll just, like, kind of sign my name past.
I don't know that a pig face is silly, but okay. I think my grandpa pig face would probably disagree with that. Pig face Esquire, we called him.
Do you do a pig face?
Here's my signature. That is my, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I kind of do what my normal one is, but just...
It's just a crappier version of it?
Yeah, same as me. Yeah.
I don't know why it is, but no matter what, whether they give you the stylus or whatever, it always looks like crap on the digital ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess we need practice.
I think they're just going to try and sell my autograph.
Yeah.
That's why I don't give them a good one.
Yeah, you do a bad one, they can't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it has to be made out to someone.
Dear Mr. Ranji.
I put HOF 1981.
Two Macy's.
It is every little boy's dream.
Let him laugh it out. It's fine.
Mr. Smith, it is.
I'll get to it.
Every boy's dream to ask for an autograph. Such a legend like you.
Go ahead and giggle it out.
That's what he said.
Giggle it out.
It was embarrassing.
Okay. Oh, I think it was sweet.
Amy won't be able to explain the joke because she'll be laughing too hard at it.
Oh, she just said it was sweet. You guys are overlapping here.
It was precious and sweet.
She's handing you flowers and you're slapping her.
Mm-hmm.
It goes the other way, too.
Story of my life.
Hey, Rachel, can I have turd baby?
No, it belongs to my mom.
Okay.
If he can convince your mom, can he have turd baby?
Don't give him turd baby. Said,
yeah, I don't think you would appreciate turd baby.
I've seen turd baby. I want it.
What do you want with him?
I don't know. It's cute.
He's going to take it to Chicago. What do you want
with him? Oh, you know that. Put him in a little Cubs hat.
I put him like in a little box.
He would be the hit of Rush Street. He'd be like Grimace for the Mets.
Raji takes him up there for the Christmas bar tour.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to see turd baby?
Turd baby would be a character.
Yeah.
He would end up with his own Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
Turd Baby's
Adventures.
You should take Turd Baby and show him to Andy Cohen tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you said he didn't mean much to you.
Well, yeah, but my mom kept him because it was funny the way
I
my
love
dad
that
was viciously
semi-serious.
Mocking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But can I have this coveted childhood treasure?
She said you didn't even care about it.
I think
she did.
He's the genius behind it, honestly. I think honest to goodness, I think Turd Baby has legs.
Yeah. I do too. Well, that does not have legs. I saw it. It's got little arms and no legs.
Yeah. If Turd Baby has legs, we're all in trouble.
Gonna hurt coming out.
it's a little girthy. The Turd Baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just Rachel, think about it.
Okay, I'll talk it over with my mom.
He wants my unopened bottle of Weller 12. He wants the turd baby.
Makes you wonder what kind of night he's playing.
I honestly can't decide which I want more.
Oh, take the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find Weller 12. You can't find the turd baby.
There's only one of those.
Only one of those.
What if I tried to make another one and I tried in earnest this time and it just came out the exact same? Still don't know how to allot for the arms and legs.
Well, give it a shot and then let me pick which one I want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.